Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation 22, coming to the very end of the book. And as a matter of fact, John is actually starting to wrap it up a little bit in just some of the things he's saying. So we've looked at the first five verses. Let's start with verse 6 here of chapter 22. It says this, "And he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the thing which must soon take place." So this is John speaking here. He says, he said to me. So John's writing it down. An angel is saying this to him. And the angel is saying what this has all been about, that these words are faithful. These words are true. Everything that he's saying. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets. That's an interesting name for the Lord, isn't it? The God of the spirits of the prophets. So he's saying the same God who spoke through the prophets of old is the one who's now sent his angel to show his bond servants. Notice how it's plural. And to show them the things which must soon take place. Well, who's he talking about and who's he talking to? Well, this angel is letting John know as the Lord has done this. And the Lord's the one who sent the angel. And the purpose is to show the Lord's bondservants. The bondservants then, the bondservants now. If you're a believer, you are a bondservant. And he says, to show them the things which must soon take place. Now, there again, we have a little cognitive dissonance, do we not, about the definition of the word soon? Because this was written, let's say, a little more than 1,900 years ago. Okay? And in our eyes, that is not at all soon. Okay? Not at all soon. The things may soon take place. But with the Lord, we know that this is soon. Okay? Well, verse 7 continues. But in a lot of the English translations, the next verse is in red letters. Okay? Red letters. Now, why would verse 7 be in red letters? Well, of course, it's because it's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And so I think that's correct. Verse 7 says this, "And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." So Jesus is reminding, Jesus is declaring that he's coming soon. Who's he declaring this to? Well, yeah, the ones that he's speaking to, okay? The ones that this has been written to. The angels came to show to the bondservants the things which must soon take place. And now the Lord is saying, hey, behold, I am coming quickly. So we have this thing soon to take place. We have the Lord saying, I am coming quickly. And then he declares this, blessed is he who heeds, or he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. We are blessed if we keep or heed the word of the prophecy of this book. What does that mean? What words of prophecy are in this book that we can keep or that we are to heed? Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? At the very beginning of the letter, he had mentioned blessed is the one who reads this letter, who gives hearing to this letter. So we're blessed if you heed the words, the prophecy of this book. Now, remember, he was writing in chapter 2 and chapter 3 to seven churches of Asia Minor, and he declared many things to them, saying, if you will do this, and this will happen. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. And he wrote several times, blessed is he who overcomes. That whole theme of the overcomer. And that is the big picture of the entire book of Revelation, is to persevere. And all this stuff we've seen, and all the thing about the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, all the things about the dragons and the beast and all that kind of stuff, that you persevere that you press on. You'll be blessed if you give heed to the words of this prophecy. Then, verse 8, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. So you see, he's wrapping it up. He's telling them, okay, I'm the one. I heard these things. I saw these things. I'm signing off. Verse 8 continues. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. So he was so overwhelmed by all that he experienced, by all that he saw right here, that he just fell before the feet of the one that guided him through all this. Okay? And that's a reasonable response, is it not? I mean, we can understand how that would happen. But watch what happens. Verse 9. But he, the angel, said to me, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God. And that worship God is literally a two-word sentence. Worship God. And he says, don't do that. Don't worship me. Don't worship me. He said, I'm just a fellow servant of yours. And notice how the angel is a servant of his. Well, we see that in the first chapter of Hebrews. The angels are what? Ministering spirits. Okay? And so we saw this at the very beginning. Well, listen to this, Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John. Well, that one verse at the very beginning of the letter tells us what was going to happen. We are now having it all wrapped up, and it's being reiterated again. What has happened? So he's saying, don't worship me. I'm a fellow servant of yours, and I'm a fellow servant of the brethren, of your brethren, the prophets. And he says, and I'm also a fellow servant of those who heed the words of this book. And then he declares, worship God. That's the important thing, worship God. Now, verse 10, and he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. With Daniel, in the writing, the book of Daniel, that Daniel wrote, at the end of it, God tells him to seal it up until the last days, and then the people will have understanding about it. It's one of the confirming things about us living further in the last days, no doubt, because there seems to be a great explosion of understanding the book of Daniel in the last 50 years or so, okay? So he says, in this book, though, don't seal up this word of prophecy, for the time is near. In other words, I want folks to be able to read this thing. Verse 11, real quick. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Whoa, what's that all about? Huh, sounds like that we've come to the point in time to where decisions have been made and they're irrevocable. That's interesting, isn't it? Well, my time's up. Next episode, we'll press on maybe to the end. Oh, I doubt it, but we'll see. Okay. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.